The name of my story this morning is Jesus Loves You Anyway. Each of us has things we quietly worry and fret about. Jesus came to say, I love you anyway. Maybe you worry that people will make fun of you because you have a big scar on your face that came from an unfortunate car accident. Or maybe you have a very difficult personality. Yeah. Or maybe you regret that you drove your car while drinking and you crashed your car and someone important died and you were in jail. Jesus loves you anyway. Or maybe you are grieving for the loss of someone you love. Or maybe you tease your sister until she cries. Or maybe you are the crybaby. Yeah. Maybe you talk way too much. The truth is that each of us will feel unlovable at times. And the truth is that Jesus loves us anyway. He loves us first to teach us to love one another. You see, Jesus, God, they are the same. Jesus does not love us because we are good. We are good because Jesus has loved us first. He loves you, the whole person you, even the parts of you that you think might be unlovable. He bundles all those broken up parts and he takes them upon himself when he died on the cross. And Jesus shows us the way to our salvation. We do not need to worry about how to get there because Jesus will, like, hold your hand the whole way there. And at the next service, I'm going to return Elizabeth to her owner, my granddaughter, and I borrowed Elizabeth from her 22 years ago. It's about time I gave her back. And now, would you sing along with me? And Rick is going to play on the guitar, Jesus Loves Me. And I will do some of the signs. Maybe you know some of the signs, too. I don't know them all.
The end.